We should know that in most cases, actually, the action optimal action fitting controller can be optimized using the script form, but there are also some other cases where the other condition can fail, so that actually the script form doesn't really work, as we have described it before. So in that case, actually, we have an alternative calculation, which is much more complex, though. But we're going to just summarize the result here, because most of the time we're not going to use it, because it's a little more complicated to compute the optimal, exactly optimal controller. And a lot of cases, actually, we don't really interested in the exact optimal anyway. But just as a example, we're going to show you what the optimal controller looks like. And you can look at the literature to find an exact proof of that. The condition actually is very similar to that, but the condition is more restrictive. And here it says if there is a controller such that norm is less than equal to gamma, of course it could be exact optimal gamma, if three conditions are true. Now instead of the standard Riccati equation, now we actually have to construct the vectors for the those eigenvalues could include imaginary axis. So we cannot actually solve the Riccati equation exactly as we have done before, but actually we're going to construct the basis for those eigenvalues in a closed left haplane, and eigenvectors for that. So we get an x infinity 1, x infinity 2 vectors set by a eigenvector eigenvalue equation, and they are satisfy certain symmetric properties. And similarly, we have y infinity 1, y infinity 2 satisfy a similar condition, and of course there is also a coupling condition.